Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. I hope everyone's having a good week so far. It is Thursday, 7 a.m. here on the East Coast in New York, and I think we have a gorgeous day ahead of us. We had some spotty weather yesterday, obviously, but overall it's not too bad, and thankfully not too hot either. Joining me today, and very excited to have on the show, is Dr. Lori Zakrecki. Lori, welcome to the program.
Hi.
So, Lori, you're calling us from Florida, it is, right?
Correct.
And what part of Florida are you in right now?
In Largo.
Largo. Where is that located exactly?
About 40 minutes west of Tampa.
Very nice. And how's the weather been treating you guys down there? Very well?
Hot.
Very
nice. I like the weather.
You're a hot person, hot weather person?
Absolutely.
Very nice, very nice. I was actually down in the Fort Lauderdale region a couple weeks ago with my family, and it was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. The water is just perfect there.
I love it here.
Have you been? So actually, that leads me to my first question. Were you born and raised in the area? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
No, actually, I was born and raised in Canada.
Canada?
Cold.
Very nice. And so how did you get down to the Largo area?
Oh, I came down for a visit and just was at home.
I've been
working my way here since then.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, Lori, tell us a little bit about Divine Healing Spiritual Center. Why don't you fill us in a little bit about this?
It's a one-stop spiritual center for everybody. So it's here to help teach people and treat people and give them somewhere to go that they can pick up products or come for meditation or kind of a one-stop for everybody, including
Very
the spiritual
nice.
People. Yeah.
So it's a large enough facility then to have multiple people come in and you do, like, workshops and stuff like that? Is that correct?
Yeah, I do workshops as well.
Very cool.
There's
Very
a lot
cool.
of teaching and workshops and all kinds of stuff going on here every day.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you particularly get into this?
Growing up, I was really sick. Pretty much, I was sick my whole life, and then I had to find a better way, and I kind of took a course, and I'm here now. I just kept
That's
taking
awesome.
Classes and learning how to heal instead of taking medications or surgeries.
Right, of course. Now, did you take all of these courses up in Canada, or were you already relocated down here?
I took some in Canada and some here, and actually some from the Mayans in the Mayan Riviera and down in that area in Mexico and Honduras.
Very cool. Very cool. Was that more when you were down in the Mayan Riviera area? Was that more of a vacation, or was that like you spent actual time down there to kind of pursue this?
I actually lived in a little bit of it for a little while.
Oh, wow.
It's been about 6-7 months down there at a time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, so, I mean, are you going out on your own doing this stuff, or are you with other people? I mean, how does that work?
I'm usually by myself.
Very cool. So you really have, certainly seen parts of all of North America at this point.
I have, yeah. It's Very a nice. Lot of fun.
What part of Canada were you born in?
Calgary, Alberta.
Calgary. Wow.
The West Coast area.
That's right, yeah. So that's interesting that, you ended up going down to the East Coast, the southern tip of America.
It's home. I can't explain it. It's just home.
Very nice. Now, as far as the typical person that would come to the facility, to your center? What, you know, who are your primary clients, and, you know, what are they looking for?
I look after everybody from babies to seniors. Every walk of life comes through the door.
Okay.
So they
and
come
it's
in.
Also, oh, go ahead.
They come in, some of them bring in their babies so that I can look after them and see if I can help. And some of them are just looking for ways to learn and develop themselves and figure out where they're going and how
sure.
they're getting there.
Absolutely. And I guess a big thing of what it is, too, it's an alternative to people taking medication.
Correct. Sometimes it's taking medication, but being able to do a secondary, like guided meditation, for instance, so that you can relax the body so it can actually heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's kind of a mix. You have to have both.
Sure, sure. Now, as far as some of the issues that people face, though, when they're you know, seeking, you know, the services that you provide. I mean, what are they going through? I mean, aside from obviously, you know, pain and such like that, where, you know, you would require, let's say, medication. What other things do people go through that they come to you with?
Almost everybody, like 90% of our diseases and sicknesses are caused from stress.
Right.
So there's emotional trauma there somewhere in their life. So if you can fix the emotional trauma or back it up to find out what happened, what the stressor was to cause the breakdown of the body, you can usually reverse it. So they're here to learn how to heal themselves. So I do what I do, and then I teach them how to do it while they're at home. I don't know if that made any sense, but that's what I do.
That makes total sense. Yeah. No, so they come to you, you basically show them how to do it, and then they're able to take it home with them and practice on their own.
Correct.
Which is great. Absolutely. Now, do you have a lot of people that come back to you or you're constantly in contact with that really, you know, continue and pursue, you know, as, you know, with you basically as their guide?
Yeah, I do. I have a lot of repeats.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of referrals to coming to my store. So
that's great. Now that's now down there where you are. Do you find that you know, there's a good amount of people that actually will seek, you know, these alternative methods of helping themselves? You know, is it, or do you see that there is some resistance to it down there still?
Well, it's new here, but it's been around for 5,000 years. But it is new here. But it's fun because if I see somebody that's hurting, I'll usually try to help.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll show them the acupressure or different treatments that I use that they can take home and actually use for themselves. So it's a continuous thing.
Sure.
Like some of my patients I don't see for, well, I'll see them, but I won't see them in here for 8 years. Like if I'm working on somebody with a rotator cuff issue, usually I work on them for half an hour to an hour, and then they're not needing my services for about 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That. So that's good. I mean, I guess that's good, though, right? I mean, if they're not coming back to you, obviously that you've done something right for them.
Correct. I mean, I still see them, just they're not
right.
coming in as clients, per se.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they are referring other people, so it's kind of cool.
Which is the good thing, absolutely, definitely. Now, what is the particular approach that you take when someone walks through your door? I mean, what do you kind of have to do? Do you have to, you know, kind of question them a little bit to find out what they're, you know, there for? Or, I mean, how does it work once they come into the center?
Usually if they'll ask me a question and I'll answer it, and It just usually leads to another thing. So they're there for a purpose. most of them come in, they're there for a purpose. They want to come in and see you and talk to you and see if there's any other way of dealing with what they're going through. So they're actually there, so it's easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I just sit and listen. You learn a lot when you listen.
Sure, absolutely. Now, as far as dealing with stress, right? I mean, you said a lot of disease and such is created from, obviously, our internal stress. I mean, what are the things that, and recommendations that you have for people in trying to relieve those stresses?
Well, there's meditation. The guided meditation is really nice because I have a bunch of guided meditation things that I do, and it works. Some of it works on us releasing and letting go of the past. Some of it mm-hmm. is releasing some of the damage that's been done mentally that heals. It's just intricate. Like sometimes I use tea, sometimes I use Reiki, Shaman, and Qigong stuff. It just depends on what their needs are.
Right.
But if you can...
And how are you...
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go, please, Laurie, go ahead.
If you can get them to open up, it's easy.
Right. But now that's got to be some sort of challenge, though, because I know, I mean, for many people that are stressed out, even people that aren't stressed out, it's not the easiest thing in the world to open up, right?
I think it's a gift I've got.
Well, that's great. That's an important gift to have. And for everyone just joining the program now, you're listening to CMC Radio, and I'm with Dr. Laurie Izagresi of Divine Healing Spiritual Center, based out of Largo, Florida. Now, Laurie, I got to ask, just as a follow-up even, with guided meditation, right? Now, do you offer workshops and such that this is, and you show people how to kind of do this properly?
Well, usually you don't need any education or backup for it. You just come in, and then usually I'll set out a tea for everybody to try because I have specialty teas downstairs.
Okay.
But usually we'll have tea before the class starts, and everybody picks out where they're going to sit on the cushion or chair or whatever. Then it just, the guided meditation walks you through it. It's three short 15-minute meditation things. The first one kind of gets them to completely relax and let go because most people can't shut their brain off. That's why it's easier if they have a guided
right.
meditation because then they're listening to somebody else that actually brings them down.
Sure.
But in three short ones, it completely relaxes the body and rejuvenates them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like you just said, it's trying to shut the brain down that I would think would be the biggest challenge. I know for myself personally, you know, there's always things going on in there, and you want to just kind of shut it down for a minute and try to relax yourself, and it's not always the easiest thing in the world. So I can imagine the benefits, really, of doing a guided meditation there.
Yeah, they're fun. Like, one of them is building your body up cellularly and bringing it forward so that you're replacing all the bad cells with the good cells. It's funny what the brain can do
mm-hmm.
if you can get it to shut off long enough to allow your body to do that.
Sure. Now, with the I'm looking at your schedule on your website, and again, I want everyone to know, the website is divinespiritualcenter.com. I'm just looking at your calendar of events right now, even, and you know you're pretty jam packed with stuff that goes on weekly here.
Well, I'm on summer hours right now, so it's a little light. Usually, it's packed.
Really? Usually, it's packed. I mean, because there's some of these weeks in here where you have you know three or four events or workshops going on per week. Which, again, you know,
right.
I know that might not be a lot for you. That might be, you know. So what are your hours during the rest of the year, though? What's your schedule look like? Is it every day you have something going on?
Yeah. Like, in the fall through winter and spring, I usually put in about 96 hours a week.
Whoa.
So I'm kind of on my low schedule where I do 50 to 70 hours a week.
And so is the shop itself open? Is the center open? Is it 10 to 5 typically, you know, during the day?
Typically, yeah. And then I run classes in between.
Right.
And I just added a bunch more yesterday.
And what type of classes?
So my schedule I have to update again because I run, well, certain people can't make the classes at the set time that I've got them, so I've adjusted so that I'm doing two classes every day of the same class. Like the pain management class, I usually have between 11 and 12 in the afternoon. I'll also be running it between 3 and 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow, okay. And so what goes on in the pain management class? Is this where you utilize more, is meditation used in there too? Or what are some of the modalities that you use in that?
Usually it's if you have a headache, if you have sciatic issues, I teach you all about how to do the acupressure. If you're not feeling well, if you're ill, if you've got colds, if you're trying to, like people get swollen ankles and stuff, then I teach you how to do the other stuff that I do, which is usually white tea or green tea mixed with certain ingredients that you can find at your local market, and it helps alleviate the swelling.
Now, what? Explain to me what acupressure is exactly. I'm trying. Is it acupuncture? Is that the same thing there or no?
Acupuncture works with needles, per se. I work with energetic, so it's energy acupuncture. Where acupressure, there's spots in your hands and your feet, and I teach my clients where to put their hands and rub. A few times. It's rubbing and releasing certain sections of your hands and your feet that
right.
will reduce the pain. And there's places behind your knees that work for your sciatic nerves. So if you have sciatic issues, you just push and release behind your knee in certain place, and it takes the pressure off your spine and releases the nerve so that you stand up and it's like, oh, I have no more pain in my sciatic. I teach them all about everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the whole body you have to learn. Like there's pressure points everywhere on everybody's body for headaches, for
right.
earaches, for eye strain. There's all kinds of neat things that we do.
Now, how in depth is this trying to learn, you know, these points? I mean, for yourself. Did it take you quite some time to really learn all the points that you had to know about?
Yeah, it took a while. But then it's specific to per client, right? So if you have a bunch of clients in your class, a good portion of them have sciatic issues. Some have headaches. It's different trigger points. So I've put it down so it's easy for my clients so that they just know, okay, for a headache, these are the trigger points I touch on.
Mm-hmm.
For a sciatic, here's the points that I touch on. And I show them exactly where it is and let them find it because then you won't forget where it is. Because usually if you hit a trigger point, say for your sciatic, if you hit that trigger point, it's going to hurt.
Right.
When they put pressure on it. When I use my acupuncture, it doesn't. But when they use their hands to put pressure on there, it's going to hurt. So they'll know they hit the right spot. And then you just press and release, press and release about 5 or 6 times. And each time you press, the pain lessens. Hence, when you stop feeling pain behind your knee, your back feels better. It's really cool.
That's, yeah. It's weird how everything kind of, you know, all works off of each other. It's just very, very cool.
Yeah. I love what I do.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Definitely glad to hear that, because it sounds like you put a lot of time into it too. So, I mean, if you hated what you did, I would feel very bad. You know what else I'm curious to know about? You mentioned these special teas that you have earlier. What are these teas that you offer people when they come in?
Well, I have different kinds of chai teas in here. That's just, people like them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your green teas and your white teas. Green teas are beneficial, but the white teas are the best. And they're all loose teas in my shop. So the white tea is used for 13 health benefits, from fixing your teeth and your bones to it's an anti-inflammatory, it's an anti-allergen. So it works on every part of the body, the white tea. It helps with your cardiovascular issues. Mm-hmm. It's just an amazing tea. And then you just mix it with certain things, like ginger is an anti-inflammatory. So if you put a piece of raw ginger in with your white tea, it's going to double up on fixing certain ailments that are going on in the body.
Right. Now, you said ginger is an anti-inflammatory?
Yeah.
That's great. And so just simply putting that in a tea then, what does that help with? I mean, what should people know about as far as when they have inflammation? I mean, is it, not to say that they should just run out and buy ginger, but I mean, is that accompanied with other things that they can do that'll help?
Yes, it is.
Very nice.
It all helps. Everything is linked.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long process, but when you break it down, it's nice for the clients.
Yeah.
But the tea is kind of there between, like, for the meditation and stuff. It's there to kind of calm and relax and get everybody just kind of nice and even. Because if you can get them relaxed, then everything goes good. Like cancer patients, you would always give them white tea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you teach them sound therapies and color therapies and then acupressure as well. So it's a huge, vast thing that I do. Pin it to one thing.
Right. Well, there certainly seems like there's a lot that you need to kind of know about as well.
Yeah, there is.
And how do you stay up on all the latest, trends and advancements in these sort of things here? I mean, do you go to any organizations? Do you have any, go-to areas where you find out new information?
Yeah, like I keep in contact with my past teacher that's here. He's a shaman and a Qigong teacher and stuff. So I keep in contact with all of them, and then they just kind of filter information because I do work a lot of hours. And when in doubt, I call them.
Right. No, that's, because to me, obviously, it would sound like there's just constantly things happening where you'd have to kind of stay up like that.
Yeah, sometimes I have to look back in my doctoring books, depending on what cancer it is or what kind of issues are going on, because there's all kinds of treatments that we use.
Now, another treatment, I was going to say, another technique that you had mentioned earlier was, is it Reiki?
Yeah, Reiki. It's what we call a wild energy. So you're using, I teach that as well, and I write books on it. It's another thing I do.
Because
I have my Yujima. Yeah, but they're only for teaching. They'll only be available once they're done. They're only available to the students and teachers.
Okay.
Because they're in depth, and most people here, most people in North America are only learning the Yushi Reiki, and I have the Yushi Mayan Reiki. So I have two master's degrees. in it.
Wow.
Oh, sorry about that.
And so can you tell us, though, a little bit about what it actually is and what you use it for?
Reiki is what we call a wild energy, and then you mix different symbols with it, and you're tuned with the universal energy. But if somebody comes in for a headache, there's certain symbols that you would use. And then to finish it off, there's another couple symbols that you use to put in there so that it carries on working even though you've stopped working. So it carries on for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps working on the body.
But
the Qigong is more of a... Sorry?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The Qigong that I have, the doctoring I have in the Qigong, it's more a precise treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a headache and a backache and you used Reiki and you thought your head hurt worse and I worked on your head, your headache might not be of cured all because they're working on the back.
Right.
Because that energy is going to go to where it's needed most. When you use the Qigong, you're using all the modalities of Chinese medicine and you're making, say, acupressure and acupuncture, so you're working on the whole body as one. So you don't just stop at the headache, you work through the whole body.
Oh, very interesting. How long does this take for you to do this? What's a typical, you know, the length of a session, we'll say, you know, at a time? How long do you typically have to work on someone like this with?
Well, something simple like a headache, usually half hour. And that's, the headache's usually gone within the first 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then I just, yeah. Rotor cuff take about a half hour as well. And then if you've got more important things, it takes about an hour. So it depends on what the problem is, whether
mm-hmm.
they want a full treatment or whether they just want a specific area fixed.
Now,
so
are people typically
between.
Shocked? Do you shock people when you help them with these ailments?
I do. It's fun. I mean, it's hilarious when you have somebody that totally is a non-believer per se, because
right.
you know they would take muscle relaxants and pain pills to get rid of a shoulder ache, and you do a few things and fix it, and they're like, "Well, wait a minute, I have no more pain," and they're moving that they couldn't have moved before, and they're moving.
plus then it
awesome.
Comes back. I mean, the problem with the medication is, you know, with the pain meds, it comes back after a certain time, right? I mean, they're not really getting rid of it.
Exactly. The pain meds and stuff, but they have residual effects. So
mm-hmm.
if you have a migraine and you take a pill for the migraine, you're now not you for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can come back.
Right. No,
where I want to teach you how to deal with it within the first 5 minutes of the onset of a headache, you can usually, it's gone in 5 minutes.
Crazy.
It's awesome.
That is crazy. Yeah. That's
I know, because I used to suffer from migraines. And
mm-hmm.
now, if I catch it right on the onset, I don't take any pills, there's no residual effects of problems later in the day, it's just gone.
Very nice. Well, Lori, unfortunately, we're running out of time for today's show. I want to thank you so much for coming on. And, again, everybody, please check out DivineSpiritualCenter.com. Lori, is there any event that you want to let people know about that's coming up that may be listening in, you know, that could attend in the area?
Well, we're doing psychic fair. Like, we do a psychic Saturday every Saturday, so I have different psychics in to help do readings, and they all do different readings and stuff. It's a lot
mm-hmm.
of fun, and they're very good at what they do. I usually teach Reiki class, but that's by appointment only on Sundays. And then the chakra classes are coming up this next week. There's two of them on Monday, one at 11 and one at 3. And then we have the meditation every Wednesday. That never changes. Pain management class is on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the morning or at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right. Well, thank you again, Lori. You are a busy, busy bee. and thank you again for coming on today. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And we hopefully maybe we'll hear from you down the road, okay?
Thanks. You have a great day.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Have a great day, everybody.